Thank you, Mr. President. And thanks to the panelists. Civicus and Burma Human Rights Networks are deeply concerned about the situation of Rohingya Muslims and other minorities in Burma. The Burmese military has increased its attack on marginalized minorities throughout the country since the coup in February 2021. It frequently used arson attacks on minority areas, arbitrarily killing by the military in areas where no conflict or armed groups are present. Hatred and hate speech against Muslims and other minorities have persisted. If mass atrocities, including genocide, can be perpetrated by the military against the Rohingya, other minorities are at risk too. Tension in Chin State too have escalated since the coup, with the junta building up their troops' presence in the state. The efforts by the international community so far have not altered the junta's cause or stopped them from attacking civilians, and the restrictions, arrest and attack on civil society and journalists has made it increasingly difficult to monitor and document these crimes. We call on the international community to stem the flow of the arms and finance towards the military junta by imposing severe sanctions on all enterprises that the military directly profit from, particularly the energy sector, and to support a global arms embargo to prevent the military from resupplying weapons that they will use to harm and kill innocent civilians and targeted minority groups. We stress that again that the condition for safe, dignified, voluntary return are not in place and have no prospect of being so while the junta remain in position of power. The root causes of violation against the Rohingya and other Muslim minorities cannot be addressed without accountability. We ask panelists what immediate steps can be taken to protect the minority groups in Myanmar and to support civil society groups working on this. Thank you very much.